What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Glock 9 Show. Thank you guys all for the recent support. We have a lot of things going on recently, such as, you know, people have seen my announcement on Twitter. I am working on a actual website with my own domain. It'll have all the information on there. I have the podcast on there. We'll have the Twitch channel on there. I'm going to try and get the embedded player on there so you guys can actually tune into there if you guys wanted to. Sponsors page, so I don't have to read all the sponsors every time. They're all on the website. So, you know, I'll announce the domain later because right now there's nothing on it. You can't see anything anyways. But people were very excited about that. We're going to get into today. A lot of people have reached out to me on Instagram. I did my Ask Me Anything Fridays, and a lot of people were asking me to do an episode talking about the most popular games starting out 2022. So we're going to talk about, like, you know, where I think the game is and what their future looks like for 2022, if they're going to last, if they're going to come back and all that. We're going to get that in a minute. I just want to update you guys real fast. I'm not going to do a full podcast on this. I just update you guys on the Jidian and Pokimane drama. Basically, you know, last we talked about Jidian was banned. He appealed his ban. The one information I have is he appealed the ban and it was denied. So he's still permabanned at this moment. As for the lawsuit with Pokimane and Jessica Blevins, you know, threatening defamation character, Jake Lucky actually spoke to a lawyer, and I actually had that video clip for you guys right here so you guys can actually hear what the attorney has to say. This is Jake, the little 45 second clip of Jake Lucky talking to attorney Tom, is his at on Twitter, attorney_Tom, and this is what he has to say.
I got in touch with attorney Tom, who is actually a creator and also an attorney who's been recently diving into more of the gaming / streaming world with some of his clips. So I asked him, is there a chance that Ninja or Jessica Blevins could even win a lawsuit against Pokimane?
What's going on, Jake? So essentially, because Ninja is a public figure, if he wants any shot at winning a defamation lawsuit against Pokimane, he's going to have to prove that Poki acted with actual malice when she made her statements. What actual malice is essentially that Poki knew the statements she was making were false at the time she was making them, yet she still decided to make them anyway. And based off of the evidence and the videos that I've seen, I think there is no way that Ninja could prove that.
I got it.
So it's basically what I said was she didn't like start making rumors and stuff like that. I played the clips. I think it's episode 95. You guys can go back and listen to the whole story on that. I played the clips of it and everything. And she basically was talking about what she saw on his stream. The other clip I'm going to share with you guys is Pokimane talking about it further on her stream. You know, because Ninja did apologize on his stream and told his community to calm down, stop it, and everything. It seems like he's basically going to give up on it and just let it die off like it should. Pokimane talked about her stream and talking about why he will never talk about it. It's about a minute clip. This is basically what she said.
Him deleting the tweet is proof that he will never talk about it. You want to know why? Let me tell you exactly why Ninja will no longer talk about this. One, he can't refute anything that I've said because I've only said things that are factual and that I have proof of. And two, Ninja probably noticed, oh my God, Dijon's viewers are the same people that watch me play Fortnite. I can't upset them. I can't stand up against misogyny. That could kill my brand or some shit. He's afraid of the repercussions for standing up against hate rating and misogyny. That's the baseline, bro. That's the bar is on the ground and you can't step over it. He's afraid of the repercussions from his fan audience crossover between him and Dijon. That's gross, man. That's absolutely gross. And the fact that he did, I said, he was like, everything will be clarified, and then nothing was.
So, So again, I'm just going to bring back the point. I don't think it has to do anything with misogyny or anything like that. You know, he made a mistake, and he realized it right away. He should have told, again, I'm still having a problem with this guy's name. People call him Dijon. People call him Jidian. I don't even know his name. I'm just going by his Twitter name, Jidian. But plain and simple, this should die off at this point. Now it's getting kind of ridiculous. So that's all I'm going to, you know, say about that. Jake Lucky did, you know, post a YouTube video talking to Attorney Tom a little bit more about the whole entire thing, and he thinks he's going to die off as well. I'll save you some time watching that video unless you guys want to watch it. Jake at Jake Sucky on Twitter. The link is on there. So, yeah, enough of that stuff. The other thing I was going to share, I'll get into later. I do have a little bit of news on Realm Royale. Stay tuned for that. Yeah, there's a little teaser for you guys. But I do have to thank one of our, you know, one of our sponsors. If you guys are looking for a new PC, custom built, Artesian Builds is the way to go. Artesian Builds builds them live on stream. You can find them on Twitch, Artesian Builds. They do excellent work. I am actually having them build me something right now. It's going to take a while to get, but we'll reveal that later on. It's all custom. You can watch them do the whole process. It's actually very entertaining as well to watch how they build these. They build them so fast too. It's all quality. There's, you know, under warranty. You guys can use my code at checkout, Glock9, GL0CKN9NE, and save up to $200 off your new custom PC. You go on there, you choose what you're looking for. You can go through and pick every single part out from your RAM, your graphics card, CPU, different cases, RGB lighting, all that stuff, fully customized. But again, use my code, Glock9, GL0CKN9NE, at checkout. You can save up to $200 off. Thank you, Artesian Builds. All right, so let's get into this. So we're going to talk about, you know, the most popular games right now, basically of 2021, what's wrong with them, what's going on with them, and what's going to happen. I'm going to start with Fortnite, because Fortnite had a big end of the year when they came out with, you know, Chapter 3. They had a huge event. They went kind of crazy with the Spider-Man skins. And like I said, I play with my son every once in a while, and I have fun. I do have fun playing it. But the problem is when you're talking about a game like Fortnite has been around for so long, the player base is very young now. There are a lot of adults playing it, streaming it too. But a lot of the big streamers don't really play it anymore, except for Ninja, because I think he realized now that that's his main audience. The biggest problem is, if you guys remember back in the day with the double pump, where you can carry two pump shotguns and you would just, you know, pump, switch, pump, and it was like insta-dead. It was very broken. Now everyone's just carrying around the SMG, like three SMGs in there. And their loadout, and the SMGs absolutely shred. If you guys have not played it yet, they do have the first person AR in there, which I actually enjoy using when I play with my son, because it's basically like, you know, I'm a first person shooter, so it actually helps me out like a lot when it comes to fighting. You know, I don't have to build as much because I have a gun that's actually better than a third person shooter. But I see the game, you know, Fortnite. I don't think Fortnite's ever going to truly die off. Everyone keeps saying Fortnite's dead. I don't think they're going to have the biggest esports moving forward. A lot of the pro players have switched games. A lot of them, you know, streaming for content, but they don't actually care about, you know, competing and you know, scrimming and all that stuff. You don't really see that as much anymore. So Fortnite's always going to be okay. But as for the future, they need to, you know, in the next chapter, or not next chapter, the next season, they really need to pick it up. You know, Fortnite has always had great skins and content and stuff like that, but they really need to pick it up and find a way to get a lot of the player base back. And I honestly, you know, usually I would give you guys my opinion on how they can do that, but I really don't know what they can do differently. That's a big question for them. So that's all I really have to say about Fortnite. But the big question people have been asking about is Warzone. Because Warzone, they switched over to Caldera map, Pacific, and it's been absolute, in my opinion, trash. I played the first week that the new map dropped. I absolutely hated it. I honestly hate how much room it takes up on my PC, but I leave it. Yeah, you know, I still leave it in. But a lot of streamers have switched over to strictly playing Rebirth because it's a lot faster gameplay, more entertaining to watch. So, you know, my biggest problem with Warzone is, number one, Ricochet anti-cheat is not working. I see clips all the time of cheaters in there, so you're still having a cheating problem. Now you have flying cars, which is, I don't know if you guys have seen that on Twitter or anything. To me, it's kind of hilarious, and they put the Harry Potter music to it, the flying cars. But they have flying cars everywhere. They have people shooting you from like 3 miles away when you're still dropping in and just absolutely just beaming you, and you're automatically dead in the gulag in the first 2 seconds. The map sucks, in my opinion. I think the Caldera map is absolute trash. It's just a lot of hill fighting up and down, you know, just like Star Wars. You know, I had the high ground. Basically, it's over because you have to run up the hill and you only have a couple rocks to hide behind. I don't like the fact that, you know, I've talked about it many times. I don't like these first-person shooters trying to push this World War II era on us. Like, we've been through this. Like, you know, that's why I'm so excited for I'm so excited for Modern Warfare, the new one coming out this year in 2022. I do believe they need to stop making them. Don't come out with one in 2023. At least 2023. Take an entire year and a half to, you know, bring the new Call of Duty out, get back to, you know, Modern Warfare, and just build off of that and fix whatever you need to fix in there, and forget coming out with the new one in 2023. We're all tired of it. We all know it's a cash grab every year, $60 from the whole community, because like people like me always end up buying it. I bought Vanguard. I literally have only played like maybe 12 hours of it total since it's been out. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like the multiplayer. I don't like the World War II theme. I don't like Caldera. Rebirth is also irritating to me because that was in Call of Duty Black Ops 4. It was never a new map. It was just taken over from, you know, Blackout and brought over to Warzone. If you're going to bring a new map over, you should bring back the Blackout map with, you know, put it into Warzone. I think that'd be a great idea because the Blackout map was actually really good. I really enjoyed Blackout when it was out. So, I mean, I would love to see them implement, you know, that map, bring it back up to the graphic standards of the maps we have inside Warzone now, and make it a Warzone map. If you're going to bring Rebirth back, bring that one back. It was awesome. So again, they need to stop coming out with every year. They need to I say they nuke Caldera and just get rid of it. Go back to Verdansk and then maybe bring back the Blackout map. There's no way they're going to have a new map in 2022. You only have about 9 months, and look how long it took us to get a new map, you know, for Caldera, and it was an absolute bust. So I think it still has a bright future. A lot of people still love playing it. They're still holding on. So I think Call of Duty, if they have a good launch with Modern Warfare at the end of the year, they might get back on track. But if they bomb that one, if they bomb the new Call of Duty and it's a total bust, they're in some deep trouble. I don't know how they would recover from that, because people like me who've been Call of Duty fanboys for like 15 plus years might just call it quits. So it'll be interesting to see where they go, you know, from there. Apex, again, still my main game. I still love the game. I see a lot of people complaining about it with, you know, the Rampage and the Sentinel being broken. You know, I personally believe Apex is in a great spot because, new, you know, Nick Merckx and all these other streamers that have been, you know, started playing Apex, you know, last season, really showcased how great the game is and how great it can be. There are some broken stuff in there. The number one major thing is I rarely ever run into hackers. Especially when you're playing ranked and stuff like that, you might run into them from like bronze to like gold or something like that. But by the time they hit silver or gold, they're going to get banned. They have a better anti-cheat than Call of Duty does. So I think Apex is in a great spot. You can play pubs and just run around and shoot. You have arenas. You can go in there. You can play regular arenas. You can play ranked arenas. Get a little sweatier in arenas. And then they have the best ranked mode in any battle royale game there is, in my opinion. You know, it's very grindy. It's a lot of fun. The only thing is I would like to see, like, not so much other game modes. I would like to see, like, a ranked duos would be good. Maybe even throw in pub solos, because they have a lot. Apex, their player base has been growing again since everyone started playing it again. You can throw in more game modes and kind of spread it out a little bit. So, like, if you don't have any friends on at the time and you don't want to play with randoms, like, that's the biggest complaint, is playing with randoms, because somehow you end up with somebody that's, like, never played the game, even though you're Master or Pred or Diamond. You're always like, how did I get this teammate? Why is this guy so dumb? They're not moving. They don't know how to loot. And here you are ready to push a fight because you already looted like 3 buildings before they even looted half of one. I would like to see solos in there. I'm a big solo player, especially because of Battle Royale. There's no blaming your teammates. There's no blaming anybody else. It's you versus everybody else. You know, you versus everybody else one-on-one, unless you get third party. But, I personally like solos. I would like to see it. I remember it was in the game at one point, so I'd like to see that implemented again. But I would also like to see ranked duos. Ranked duos would be really cool. I think that'd be great. But I think the future of Apex looks good. The ALGS tournaments are really growing. They're really big. People like to watch that stuff. So I'm very, very excited for the future of it. I'm going to keep sticking with it until, you know, something else catches my eye. The other one people keep asking me about, you guys ask me on Instagram all the time about Super People. Now, hear me out. I'm not hating. Please don't say I'm hating. I just see Super People as like another Cuisine Royale. Cuisine Royale was a PUBG like variant, in my opinion, but it was like a silly, funny type of, you know, You can wear like a strainer as your helmet and stuff like that. You guys had the little, what is it called? The little gambling machine with the lever on it. What are slots? The random slot machine that spit out live grenades at you, which I died to on stream, which was actually pretty funny. But like, it was more of a goofy, funny, like PUBG. Super People Now looks to me like you added abilities and you added like different things to it. But it looks to me, it looks exactly like PUBG. Just changed a couple different things. Helicopters instead of an airplane. I mean, your compass at the top looks just like PUBG. A lot of the guns look just like it. Your looting system is exactly the same. When you open your inventory and you see your guy on the one side of the screen, then you see the M. I mean, it literally looks just like PUBG. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of basically having a game that looks just like it. So I personally, again, this is my personal opinion. You know, if you love Super People, just, dude, play it, enjoy it. I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on you for playing or streaming it. Play what you want to play. But I think it's going to be another, you know, the hype is big right now. People are playing it right now because there hasn't really been too many games out, not too much, you know, excitement around other games. So people found Super People and they're having fun and, you know, go have fun. But I truly believe it's going to start dying off very soon. So that's just my opinion. I think by the end of 2022, no one's really going to be playing it that much unless they had like some major updates and stuff like that. But I don't see it lasting that long, which I believe Super People is one of the reasons I'll get into PUBG next. I have a funny feeling that, you know, because of Super People, PUBG went free to play. Now, again, when PUBG first came out, I remember when I played it, it was free. Like when it very first came out, like 2018 or something like that. It was free to play. I played about 900 hours of PUBG. I was a big fan of it. And because of New Year's Eve, one of my mods suggested a 2021 recap of PUBG video, and it was super sick. Super sick. And so I downloaded PUBG again. I've been playing it here and there. It's not quite my game anymore. I would have to play a lot more of it. I just don't have the time to. But PUBG, if you guys have not played it in a long time, I think it's worth a re-download for you guys. If you guys enjoyed it back then, if you guys are looking for something to play, PUBG is actually a lot of fun again. I'm not very good at it anymore. It's kind of hard to explain. I feel like the movement's really slow for me and stuff like that, but there's a lot more to the game now. And you guys can have a lot more fun with it than you did back then if you guys want to give it another chance. But I think PUBG is going to stay where it's at. I don't think it's really going to go up. I don't really think it's going to go down. PUBG has its solid community. It's been around for years. Solid streamers have been around for years. So it's going to kind of stay where it's at right now. And that's basically it. Even if they come out with some kind of major update or something like that, I don't see it increasing. I think people have pretty much moved away. They've moved away from PUBG and are finding new stuff. So It is what it is. PUBG is a great game, though. And again, if you're looking for something, it may be something to, you know, kind of check out. So the next one people have asked me to play again, and I won't play it again. It's just not for me, is Valorant. Valorant was, I played it when it first came out. I played it for quite a few months and was doing ranked, if you guys were watching on Mixer. And Valorant's fun. Don't get me wrong. Valorant's fun. The only issue I have with Valorant is I feel like the gameplay is more ability-based than it is gun-based, like, you know, gun skills versus ability skills. So let me give you guys a little story on this. So I started on Counter-Strike. Everybody knows that. And, yeah, I played on, like, some... I don't like this. I don't like to say semi-pro teams, but I played on... I call them more amateur teams. I did play against some people that, you know, some young guys that did end up going pro. And, you know, I was a sniper on the team. And Counter-Strike, if you guys have never played it, every single gun has a different recoil pattern. You have to learn all of it. You have to learn all the spots. You have to learn the flashes and the smokes. And it's very strategic, but it all comes down to gun control and being able to control your shots and also kind of predict what the enemy team is going to do. So it's 5-on-5. So to give you an example, if you're a terrorist team, you got to plant the bomb or eliminate the other team. You have to wonder if they're going to stack B, the B bomb site, and, you know, have a strategy to go in there. Like, okay, you throw a flash over, you throw a smoke down here. We're going to push it fast. We're going to slow push it. We're going to try and get a pick, and, you know, stuff like that. You know, counter-terrorists, like usually I said, just they're going to try and stack one site. They're going to predict that you're going to go A or B, and they'll usually throw 3-on-1, 2-on-the-other. Stay back and wait for you guys to push and make the call-outs, because if you call out too early, oh, they're pushing B, and it's a fake, you know, they all throw their flashes and smokes and then instantly rush over to A. It's all strategy. There's a lot to that game. And the problem I have with Valorant is when I started playing it last time I hopped back on there to try to play it again, I think Sky came out. And next thing I know, there's a bird in the sky. Their flashes last forever. I mean, you got Phoenix, you got Sky. I can't remember who all has flashes, but they last forever. And then all of a sudden, I had a fox chasing me. I'm like, what the F is this? And then all of a sudden, the fox like bites me, and I'm stunned. I can't move. And I'm like, what the, it's not for me. But just because it's not for me doesn't mean the game's going to go anywhere. Let's just get that straight. It's just my opinion on it. Valorant, to me, has a very bright future. It continues to grow. They keep coming out with new things, operators. And I think, their skins are really cool. The skins are super expensive, though. I will say that. Their skins are absolutely insane for a game like this. But I think Valorant, they're starting to put on more tournaments. I'm seeing their viewers go up. Their viewers are going up on Twitch. They've been like the first row like the last like 2 weeks. Honestly, a lot of people have been playing it. So I think Valorant still has a bright future. It's a lot of the CSGO base is basically over on Valorant. So, you're going to continue to see Valorant esports is just the same thing as Counter-Strike esports. I personally believe Counter-Strike and Valorant are like two of the other than ALGS, they're the two most popular esports tournaments that get put on. They're very entertaining, especially with how crazy they can get watching these pros play because of how good their gunplay is. But Valorant, it is very strategic. You have to know your champions. You guys have to, or champions or operators, whatever they're called. And basically, you have to work together, call out. It's basically Counter-Strike with abilities, in my opinion. So it is fun to watch, especially if you like Counter-Strike. I actually think they're going to have a very good 2022. Their ranking system is really good, in my opinion, too. And, if you're looking for a grindy game, but you also are going to get very pissed off, Valorant's the way to go. I don't know anything about this game. I played it. It's not for me. Escape from Tarkov has had some recent updates. People have been telling me, and they say it's a lot of fun. I know it's very strategic. It's, you have to know a lot of stuff about the game, and it's basically become another very, very popular game for people to stream again. I can't really say for sure what they added, but I do know that, you take a shot, you have to have heals and all this other stuff. You got to get to the extraction. It's a very hard game, in my opinion. It's not easy. And then working together with other players, they can screw you over and kill you, take your stuff right before you go to extraction. You have to trust people. They have a proximity chat, and there's a lot of good content there. Personally, I think it's a very slow game, and it's a very, my personal opinion, I think it's a very boring game to watch. That's just my opinion. But I am going to hop back into it. A buddy of mine told me to try it out. He's been playing it. And so, I'm going to try. I did re-download it. I will try it again. But I think with how the community has responded to their most recent updates, that could be a big game in 2022 as well, from what I've been talking to people about. So, other than that, right now, there's really no other games that are like moving up, moving down. Grand Theft Auto RP is still a lot of good content. People are hopping on, even though it's been popular for like the last year, people are finally hopping on it. And it's Grand Theft Auto Roleplay is some great content. If you guys have not gone and checked it out, go over to Twitch or YouTube, whatever. Find someone playing GTA roleplay, that find someone popular first that knows what they're doing, because there's a lot to learn when it comes to roleplay, and it is a lot of fun. I've played it a couple times, and it is a lot of fun. Being able to customize your character, role play with people on the server, you can get jobs on the server and stuff like that. It's really fun. But if someone actually knows what they're doing, plays the character and all that other stuff, it's great content for streaming. So that's going to continue to either rise or stay the same. I don't think it's going to go down anytime soon. But as for that, looking at the category list for Twitch, looking at the most popular games, I don't really see anything coming up. I don't see any games that are going to be coming out. Actually, one thing I do notice, as I'm looking at the categories, I don't see Halo. I don't see Halo Infinite on this top list, which is actually pretty surprising with how many people we're looking forward to it. I just found it. This is actually pretty insane. Halo Infinite only has 6.6 thousand viewers right now on Twitch. That is kind of insane to me. This is a brand new Halo game we've been waiting for forever, and you only have 6.6 thousand viewers. You have less than 10,000 viewers on this game. That's kind of nutty to see. I wasn't expecting that. I had to scroll pretty far down the category to find it. I mean, you have games like Red Dead Redemption with more than it. You have Hitman, Final Fantasy, The Sims, the crypto channel or category. People watching the crypto markets has a higher one. That's iRacing has more. That's actually not what I was expecting. Because Halo Infinite's a lot of fun. The only dig I'll give to Halo on this is, other than having a battle pass and being able to customize your skin, I think they had the customizing in one of the last Halos, but it's basically the same game we were playing the last time, in my personal opinion. I don't think anything's really changed about it. I mean, I played it. It's fun. I've always loved Halo, but I really feel like it's nothing new. I think that's one of the reasons probably why it's where it's at. But I don't know anything that they can add to come back up from 6.6. I mean, that's, you know, this is prime time streaming hours I'm recording this at. So I don't really know what they can do to get more viewers. Maybe when you start doing tournaments and stuff like that, it might help boost it. But that's pretty rough for just coming out not long ago and you're that low on Twitch's list. That's rough. So that's just my take on all the most popular games. Of course, you have games that are going to last for a long time. You got League of Legends up there. People are, you know, still do just chatting and stuff like that. Rocket League is where it's been for like 2 years. And those games aren't going anywhere. Those are here to stay. Just like I said about Fortnite. Fortnite's not going to go anywhere. It's still going to be a very highly streamed game, highly watched game, but they're not going to go anywhere. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know what games are coming out in 2022, honestly, that everyone's excited for. Like, we were all waiting for Halo, and now look where it's at. I do think, again, Call of Duty has a great opportunity, especially with, you know, there's really not much to report on it. And again, I'm not a reporter anyways, but if you guys did not hear the huge news of Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard for $68.7 billion, again, that's billion with a B, it'd be interesting to see what they do. See if they kind of put a stop, you know, they'll basically be in charge of it now. Maybe they'll put a stop to making them every year and say, hey, you guys got to stick with one and perfect it. Or, you know, I'm wondering if we're going to have to log into our Microsoft accounts through Battle.net. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But as far as I know on that, the deal ain't going to be done for 18 months. Yeah, 18 months. So summer of 2023 is when they'll basically take over. I do believe the other CEOs are going to be stepping down from Activision Blizzard and Microsoft be taking over fully. We'll see where it goes. I don't think anything bad's going to happen from it. I mean, even though I do still have an ill feelings towards Microsoft and the whole Mixer thing, but I mean, you're not going to pay $68.7 billion for like one of the biggest gaming companies out there, if not the biggest, and not do anything with it. But we'll see what happens. You know, if we hear anything more on that, I'll talk about it. But people were asking me to do an episode on that. I'm like, that's not, we don't know enough to do at least even a minimum 30 minutes on that. There's like, you know, it'll just be all speculation and what you think they're going to do, but it's going to be a waste of time in my opinion. So that's just me talking about it there. Now, what you probably stayed around for, since most of my community is still from the Realm Royale community, people are going to be really upset if I forgot to mention this. So people keep asking about what's going on with Realm Royale. Now, the one thing I can tell you is I do have two or three close contacts that are still within high res. One of them does not work on Realm Royale. Two of them are currently on the team that they're, you know, assembling right now. And I was reached out to by one of them, basically asking me for like community videos or podcasts or whatever of you guys talking about what you guys would like to see them do in Realm Royale to bring it back. Basically, all I can say is the people that think that their crying is falling on deaf ears, they hear you. They're looking. They've looked at Thor's stream and the things he's talked about. I don't think Thor got the job. I think he's working with high res in a different way. I don't know. I haven't asked him. Please don't quote me on that. But they looked at Thor's stuff. They looked at Lonio's YouTube videos. They've seen Twitter and they are looking for the community's ideas on what they can do. So my suggestion to you guys is post content. If you guys are content creators, YouTubers, and you're still playing Realm Royale, which a lot of you guys do, make videos about it. How to improve Realm Royale, how to bring Realm Royale back, you know, post it on Twitter, hashtag Realm Royale. You can at Realm Royale, but right now they're not active on there still. They're dealing with the whole social media thing. That's why they haven't announced anything on there. That's all I'm going to say about that. But you guys can even at, screw it, you guys can even at Hi-Rez or at, you know, Schism, you know, the CEO, you know, whatever. Just get those tweets and get the stuff out there that you guys think would be best for the game. What do you guys want to see change? What features do you guys want to see added? Obviously, it's a small team. They are currently assembling. They're not all together in the same building yet, but they are starting to, they're starting their drawing boards and what they want to do. Their best guess that I was told by the other guy, one of the other guys, was they think the first update will come in April. So you may get a update for Realm Royale in April 2022, but there's not much that they can say for sure they'll get done in that time. The first thing they need to tackle, though, is the server lag issues, which we found out is not even the servers. It's actually a code in the game that's messing up certain servers. So they got to go in there, figure that out. So that's the number one priority, is getting the gameplay smooth again, because the game is in a fun state as it is right now. Just need a little bit of balancing and stuff like that. You just need to make it smooth to where if I hit my mount button, I don't have to click it four times to actually mount up, you know, and you know, lag in the middle of a fight and stuff like that. It's still a great, fun game as it is right now. You can add content in later. Just make it playable right now. That's exactly what I told them. So, again, get content out there, what you guys want to see. That's the best advice I can give you guys for all you streamers out there. I know it's not exactly what you guys wanted, because everybody just wants an update right now, battle pass, you know, stuff like that. That's not where we're at. It's baby steps where, you know, with what they're doing. It's very, they have very little margin for error. Like, I know a lot of people want me to start playing again on a regular basis, and I've already said a million times, I will not go full head back into Realm Royale until I truly see, I think, give this first team a chance. You know, the people that are working on it right now are trying their best. They're going to do their best. Maybe if you guys, you know, I'm going to give it the support. I'm going to support them 100%. But I would like to see, you know, if you see a little bit of success after the April update, if they do come out in April. Again, that's to be determined. It may change. Subject to change is the correct term. After the first update, if we start seeing, you know, if they start seeing that they're doing something right and they start adding more people to the team, and you actually continue to build something, you know, and they want to go full head in with it again, then maybe I'll come back. Because once, if Hi-Rez believes in it, which I always have, I don't have any ill will towards Hi-Rez, but I always have in the back of my mind the things they did to me on Paladins and the way I was treated. Especially with certain people in the background, some stories I told, some I didn't. But Realm Royale was always great to me. The team on Realm Royale was always great to me. I wouldn't be where I'm at today without Realm Royale. So, I would love to play it again. But if Hi-Rez starts believing in it again, then maybe I'll dive and get back into it on a more regular basis. But right now, I may play it here and there just to test it out, look at certain things. If you guys see me streaming, it's probably because I'm specifically looking for something that I was asked to look for, but it probably won't be an 8-hour stream, you know, but I will be doing everything I can. So also, I mean, if you guys really want to reach out to me, about Realm Royale and you want to give me stuff and ideas, you guys can reach out to me. I have a new email account. You guys can reach out to. It's Glock@glock9show.com. That's Glock, Glock, @glock, N9NESHOW.com. You guys can email anything you want over there. That's the best place to actually reach me for stuff on Realm Royale, rather than, you know, Instagram, Twitter, blowing me up on there. But if you guys want to send me something on there, go ahead. You guys can email me. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, you guys can reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, Parler, Getter. Now I have an email account you guys can reach out to as well. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you guys follow, you know, leave a review. It really helps. Also, share it with a friend. That's the greatest way you guys can help me grow this podcast. We're all available on iTunes, you know, Spotify, Podbean, and anywhere else you get your podcasts at, guys. As always, stay safe, stay blessed, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace!